Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. We are very happy right now to be joined by Ronnie Bell. He went to Park Hill. He went to the University of Michigan. He is currently in the National Football League, plays for the Detroit Lions, and he is part of Winner's Circle as they are giving back to the community. And it is a group of professional athletes that have made the decision to give back. Ronnie, man, happy to have you on the show today.
Man, what's going on? Happy to be here.
Absolutely, man. Let's just start with this. For people who don't know, what is Winner's Circle?
Man, Winner's Circle is exactly what you said, man. We just trying to, everybody that grew up in Kansas City, all of us that are involved in it, for the most part, we all grew up, you know, playing either basketball or football with one another. And we've all been very fortunate enough to, you know, be able to still play and have a great career. And, you know, some of us in the NFL, some of us in the NBA, some of us are playing overseas. And so we all just got together and decided, you know, we wanted to do something for the city, something for the kids, you know, like the field days and the camps that we're having. And the biggest thing is really just kind of make it all about Kansas City, make it Kansas City's own thing. And, you know, that way, like, you know, the kids, because, you know, they look up to us, you feel me, because, you know, we're the older guys and we're playing the sport that they love and whatnot. But I feel like when we were all growing up, there was nothing really like this to kind of connect the kids with the guys that were professional athletes or had done it. So we all kind of got together and decided that's what we were going to make this about, and that was the biggest thing we were trying to make happen throughout, you know, whenever we came up with Winner's Circle.
You know, this thing is just very early on in this. You guys have only been doing it for 3 years. Where would you like to see this go? Where would you like to see your Winner's Circle project with all of these area athletes? How would you like to see it grow in the next 2, 3, 5 years or so?
So just continue to motivate the youth and get more and more guys in the NFL and in the NBA and the professional leagues and whatnot, and just make it even bigger. You know, I think this year, I know for sure we're a lot bigger than we were last year. I think we're up to like 10 to 12 guys, man. I mean, I just want, you know, have it to 20. Just have the whole city, you know, come out and support one another, and everybody just, you know, make it at the end of the day. Everybody get a piece of the pie.
Right now, we're talking to Ronnie Bell. He went to Park Hill High School here in Kansas City, went to the University of Michigan. Going to Park Hill, let me ask you this. What was a bigger rival? Was it Park Hill South, or Michigan, Ohio State?
Man, definitely Michigan and Ohio, man. Park Hill South wasn't much of a rivalry while I was in school. We was kicking their butt.
So we always like asking people like you this question who are from the area. When you were in high school and whenever in basketball or football you guys were going through the schedule, who was the school that you always felt like, all right, this is the automatic win? Who was that school for you when you were in high school?
Shoot. Man, it had to be Park Hill South. When we played Park Hill South in football, we knew we was trying to get the youngins in there and see if they could make some crazy plays, because we knew we was going to take care of business.
What was it like to play in Michigan Stadium? You know, there's so iconic stadiums. You think of the Horseshoe. You know, you've played there before. You think of the Big House in Michigan. You think of the Swamp down in Florida. Like, there are some iconic college football stadiums. What was it like to just go out there and you got 100,000 people every single Saturday?
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Michigan Wolverine.
I about to say, it was just that, man. It was iconic. It was a blessing. And, I mean, it was super, super cool. I remember, my freshman year, very first game of my college career, we were playing at Notre Dame. And, I mean, just it was just surreal. And then, you know, we had, I think, I can't remember who we played first, but I just remember that first home game. I remember we had a camp practice that we let fans come to. and it was like maybe half the stadium was full, and it was crazy. So then once we got to that first game and the whole thing was full, I mean, it is just unbelievable the amount of people that get up in there and how excited they are to come and support Michigan football.
Yeah, I can definitely understand you as a kid that just had a bunch of football options. You know, you could have gone to a lot of different football schools. You could have went to a lot of different basketball schools. Like, you were just a really athletic kid. I can definitely understand when you get that call from Harbaugh and he tells you to come to Michigan and you think about the history and the tradition and all the kids that go there. I can see why you went there.
What's it called? I actually, man, Michigan was the only football scholarship I had coming out of high school, actually. I had all basketballs. So I got lucky. I wanted nothing to do but play football. So once Coach Harbaugh called my phone, yeah, it was absolutely a no-brainer.
It doesn't even make sense to me because I'm looking at your senior year. You had 89 catches, 1,600 yards, and 20 touchdowns. There wasn't a single college that wanted you to come play football for them?
I don't know how or why it played out like that, but I know God did exactly the way he wanted it to go because I ended up in Michigan, and, I mean, couldn't have been happier.
Right now, we're talking to Ronnie Bell for a few more minutes here, just taking a trip through his story. What was it like to hear your name called in the NFL draft?
Man, dream come true. Dream come true. I mean, a lot of work went into that, a lot of work throughout college and after college, man, just being away from my family as long as I was and just training. And so to get that phone call, man, it meant everything for real because a lot of work went into that.
Two-part question. Who was the first player that you exchanged jerseys with for this upcoming season when you get the opportunity? Who is a player that you haven't yet exchanged jersey with that you want to?
The first player I exchanged jerseys with was Luke Schoonmaker, tight end for the Cowboys. Me and him played 4 or 5 years at Michigan together. So when we played the Cowboys, it was a no-brainer. We had to switch jerseys automatically. And then this year, me and J.J. McCarthy, my quarterback my last 2 years, we got to exchange jerseys when we play this year.
I guess two quarterback questions. What is it like to see J.J. healthy this year and looking to be the starter for the Vikings?
Absolutely, man. I'm excited for him, man. I'm excited for him to get out there and, you know, kind of – I mean, I know, but I want the rest of the world to see really what he's about and what he can do. I know he's going to ball out.
Your former quarterback, Brock Purdy, just got that big contract. I know you NFL guys are always happy to see when guys get rewarded. How rewarding is it to be a part of him signing that big-time contract extension?
Yeah, no, I mean, I was so happy for him. Nobody's more deserving, man. He works his butt off, and God dang, he's good. So I was really, really excited to see that once I seen it.
Last thing here, I know you don't know me well enough that you can do a favor for me, but can you bring Amon-Ra St. Brown to Kansas City just for 2 days, and I want you to show him around. I'm sure by now you've heard his comments. He's a teammate. He hasn't been to the Kansas City that you and I know. I want you to bring him to Kansas City and give him a proper tour of the city.
Yeah, absolutely. I gotta help him out. My young buck Jalen didn't do too good in that little interview. He did not hold it down the way I thought he was about to.
Yeah, because we were talking about this on the show. Kansas City is one of those things that, like, you know, just on Google and just like finding the places, you're not going to really get an accurate representation of what it's like to live here. But somebody like me that's lived here my whole life, you lived here for most of your life, you and I know where to go and the spots that I can show an out of town or a good time. So Amon-Ra St. Brown, he has the wrong impression of Kansas City. It is an amazing place to live.
Yeah, I think, you know, he was only here for, you know, like he said, the draft, and I'm sure if they played KC, you know, they didn't really have no chance to actually get to see anything or do anything. You know, he's only here for such a short period of time, so he definitely just needs some help on pointers on where to be at.
Last thing, Ronnie, you are, you know, the NFL season is right around the corner. What personal goals do you have for yourself set this year as the football season here is get starting, what, 6-7 weeks or so?
I definitely just want to put together a solid season, you know, and I mean, shoot, my biggest personal goals is just continue to grow and get better and better and, shoot, just help the Lions in each and every way that I can, whether that's special teams, receiver, however I got to do it, but just be out there making plays and helping the Lions win games.
That is Ronnie Bell joining us on the show. He went to Park Hill. He went to the University of Michigan. He currently is in the National Football League playing for the Detroit Lions. You know, you're going to be back in Kansas City. The Chiefs and Lions play each other this year, man. Good luck this season, and congratulations to what you guys are doing in the community.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Service is not available in all areas.